This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you. 855-735-7325-560. Now, listen, I want to put something out there before we get rolling. I will not put up with the nasties that I see already about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's, you know, on this show, we always talk, she's a human being. She was somebody's mom, somebody's grandma. Okay? Seriously, people. Let's show that we have class, that my listeners have class, my people have class. All right? And not that any of you are already doing, not that I've caught any of you yet, but let's just, a human being died. I would have preferred that she had retired a while back. She, you know, we're just talking to Tammy about this. She seemed to have, and we may not agree with the way she thought or what have you, but she had a sharp mind and her just body gave out on her. But she should have taken some time off, enjoyed herself, that kind of thing. And we did not see that happen. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So the question I have for you, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. Do you think the president, now some of you, when you make it in the chat room, some of you, when you think the president should appoint or nominate before or after the election? I want him to do it before, obviously. But did he have the votes? See, I think that the senators that don't get on board with him on this, because this is one of the things he promised when he ran for office, the Romneys of the world, you know, whatever, if they don't get on board with this, they're done. They won't make it. I don't think they will anyhow. Kind of where my head's at. So, you know, I think about Romney and go, what the heck? Who thought it was a good idea to put him in office? So Ruth did, and it was really funny because if you remember, Brad Dacus called this, not for this week and this time and this month, but he had suggested that she probably wouldn't make it through the year because of how many times she had been in for certain procedures. And when you look at what's going on with Sotomayor and a few others, slap me in the head. When Trump gets four more years, I think what you're going to see is he's going to get two more replacements other than Ruth. The majority of that board, or a good portion of that board, are going to be Trump appointees. Seriously. But again, my concern, not worry, not fear, but the concern at this point is how much violence we're going to see. This is going to be an uptick. If Soros is really behind, and again, I'm not one of those guys, but the more and more I read, the more and more I hear, the more and more they start following the money, it does go back to him. Let me tell you what, I told you guys that we lost Fox a long time ago, all right? And everybody and nobody believed me, and they want to toy with me a little bit, and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what, Did you see what happened the other day to Newt Gingrich when they were trying to talk about Soros and his involvement in this? Anybody? Well, anybody really, you know, I don't know how many of you are watching Fox that much anymore. They still got great ratings. During Tucker Carlson, you probably could have made that happen. But they shut him down. They shut down Newt and a few others. But here's something that should send a shiver down your spine. I say shiver or sugar? Shiver. New vice president of Fox News is Danny O'Brien. Good Irish kid, right? However, he's Joe Biden's former chief of staff. Hello? Is this thing on? Anybody here? I mean, think about this. This goes on all the time. It's amazing to me how this happens. And who put up all the money for that? It's really sickening, frankly. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, tomorrow if you're in Sacramento, why you want to be up there, I don't know. You know, up in Sacramento. Make sure you bring snow boots, although it won't be for the snow, if you know what I mean. Right? It's just, this is getting crazier by the day. And when you look at, what is his name? Dr. Cordy was on with me last night. He was talking about what he's doing right now. He's got a lot going on, too. He is crisscrossing this country. Right? Trying to make a difference. Trying to change the world. One little city at a time. He's out there. He's talking about what's going on. He's talking about, you know, what we can do to change. He's not just telling you how bad it is. Right? Because anybody can do that. But he's talking about so much more than that. So, you know, oh God, I hate when this happens. When the screen goes, no, you're going to have to wait a minute. If you go to his website, I'm going to give you that in a few minutes, right? Right after Sonia Schmidt joins us. I want you to go to his website. I want you to find out where these things are going. I also want you to help support him. Now, I got a call earlier today that said, hey, look, we'd love to help. Some of us would really love to help, but we don't have, you know, either the money or the resources or whatever it takes to actually, you know, have computer access. And I get it. I understand that. But there's only two ways nowadays to do it. These days of old where you could do it by 800 numbers, tough. And what I'll do is I can give out a number or a text where you can send money. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mastino, your host. Guess who's going to be here in just a few minutes. We'll be back. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is Real Time at GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as they say. You know, before we get rolling here, I started to tell you that earlier. If you're in Sacramento, this why you would go there, I don't know. But anyway, if you're in Sacramento this weekend on Saturday, and you're tired of this tyrannical left-wing crazy politician, I don't even want to call them politicians. Let's call them dictators, because that's what they are. Right? And you've just had it. Right? You know, you're tired of wearing the masks. Tired of the business closures, all of this stuff. This is just crazy. But you got to stop it. And we need to do, and get away from the keyboard for a few minutes and actually get something done. So this Saturday, if you're in Sacramento, go out to the Freedom Tour. Now, this tour is going on all over the country for the next couple of months. You can check out their website at 1776foreverfree.com. 1776foreverfree.com. You can find out, you know, places, who the speakers are going to be. Yours truly may be with them in October when they go to D.C. But this, the guy running this, Dr. Cordy Williams, he's putting up his own money. He's taking his own time. He's taking his time off of work. When he saw what was happening, he looked at his two daughters sitting on the couch, and he went, I can't leave this for them. I can't allow this to happen. And now he's out running around, and he can't believe the nasties that he's getting, but he also loves the positives he's getting when he shows up at these places, 3,000 to 5,000 people. So support him any way you can. The 1776foreverfree.com. That's 1776foreverfree.com. Another warrior, so to speak, although she's a warrior, any way you look at it. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every Friday, kind of kick the week, get it rolling here. Always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, Sonya, we need people to get away from the keyboard, get off their butts, and help out. I know. Is that okay to say? Is that politically correct?
Oh, get off your butts. I would say something a little bit more risque. But the slogan of my show is being an American is no longer a spectator sport.
That's true.
And even before that, years ago when I was doing stand-up and political commentary on PJTV, I used to say, you know, remember that slogan, smoke 'em while you got 'em? I used to say, America, love it while you got it. And I didn't really know why I was saying it, but I was having that feeling that this is coming to an end. And this was 8 years ago. This was more than that. It was Obama's first semester. What do you call that? This term?
First term, yeah. First semester is right.
Season, his, I don't know.
He was learning. It was the first semester,
learning,
you know?
He was learning how to mess over us. But I used to say that then when I was doing stand-up. I'd always end my show on America, love it while you got it. And now it's like even more prophetic in such a way. And so now I say being an American is no longer a spectator sport, because like you just said about 1776 Forever Free, support it in one way or another. If you can't be there, find out how you can support it, because we are at the brink, folks.
Okay. Yes, we are, in a lot more ways than one. I mean, if you've got friends, loved ones, as I jokingly say, unloved ones, that you might be able to give them information. Maybe you're not in Sacramento, but maybe they are. Maybe they're near. They're within a half hour, 45-minute drive. You know, get them over there. These people are willing to fight for you. If you're not willing to get off the couch and fight, then send these people out. It's okay. We don't mind. You know,
yeah.
It's crazy.
We got to do something. If not now, when?
I like that. All right, so a couple things. First of all, let's talk about the obvious, which is Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing. And, you know, I'm telling my friends, and I know you feel the same way I do, a human being passed, whether you liked her politics, you didn't like her politics, you like her rulings or not, somebody's mom, grandmother, whatever, passed away. So let's be human. Let's not be them. Because you know what they write on the left, whenever something like this, you know, when Trump's brother died, right when his brother died, instead of being nice to him, when the wrong guy died. I mean, come on, none of that stuff.
And I have to say, our side can be pretty nasty, too. It's one of the reasons. Someone asked me yesterday, where have I been on social media? And I said that I had to take a break. I cannot believe how nasty everyone is getting, and that includes our side. The reason that I found out about, okay, let me back up a little bit. Yeah. I'm from the hood. For your listeners who don't know my background, I come from South Central L.A., and I was convinced because of what I heard that Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist who was going to get us all killed and who hated black people. And
that. Then
you flip to many years later where I'm working in Hollywood alongside countless liberals, and Reagan dies. And then I hear the nastiest vitriol, and I often say this, but it really is true. It's like throwing holy water on demons. They were acting as
if. I like that.
So, but at that point, I was starting to, the scales were coming off my eyes in terms of many things. And I was like, well, who is this Reagan guy that they're so upset by? And when I delved into him, I found out that he was not the person who they said he was.
Yeah.
So here we are, Now, why did I go here? Where? I'm sorry.
Look, it happens to me sometimes. I'm off.
No, I'm old. Listen, you know how old I am.
I'm not telling anybody. I hear that's like a mortal sin if you do that on a woman. So.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about Ruth Bader and the comments and the yeah. response to her.
Yeah.
And I haven't even looked at what our side might be saying, but I suspect it might be awful.
All right. So for the most part, I have seen decent comments, okay? Some of my followers, matter of fact, you know what my followers like. I hope she knew Jesus before she went, that kind of thing.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah, those are all good things, right? But there's been a few of them, so, like, what took her so long kind of thing. Yeah, that's on us. That shouldn't be us. It shouldn't be how we act.
No,
right?
It's not nice, and that's I don't like to think that that's who we are, but I know that we've been under an enormous amount of stress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think some of that is blowing off steam, but some of it is nasty. And I hope that we don't go down the nasty route, because, like I said, I've really bailed from social media because of it. But one thing that I say about her death is that at least on their side, when their people die, we know it's of natural causes. We kind of expected it. But on our side, we're just kind of going like with Scalia. Okay?
Scalia, perfectly healthy man.
Perfectly healthy man, doing his own thing.
Somehow, he lied down to take a nap, and the pillow fell on his face.
And wakes up, right,
and
wakes up dead. Breitbart. I saw Breitbart the week before he passes. I know he had some medical issues, but I did not think that I was looking in the face of a dying man.
No. No, you can usually tell.
And then when the guy who did the autopsy croaks, you kind of wonder what's going on.
Oh, and nobody believes in the Clinton mafia? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host, Sonya Schmidt here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Besides, it's the only time I get to tell a woman to be quiet and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73-2-5563. I mean it in all sincerity. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring her on, because I have so much fun when she's on the show with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She is the host of the Sonia Schmidt Show, which I'm sure you are all watching at least once a week, right?
I hope so. But you can watch it any day you'd like. You can archive my shows at rangebroadcasting.com. Go to On Demand. Go to my name. And then you can watch. You can binge watch me is what I like to do.
Binge watch. There's something, you know, I mean, talk about sucking your brains out, right? I'm watching these people that binge watch. What is it? It's Medea Mondays now as they're doing.
That's great. No, I do. I binge watch so many things, maybe not on Netflix but other places, and I did wonder what your audience thought about what I said last week about cuties on Netflix. But as a writer, my background is in Hollywood. I really wanted to be fair. I don't like cancel culture on either side. I really don't.
No. It was funny though. I wanted to call it pushback. The comments that I got later on in the week were around the fact that it seems like the artsy fartsy types, the entertainment types, always look at things from the, you know, the artistic viewpoint of how it was made, right? And yeah, and they can always find some kind of message somewhere in some story, where the less entertainment types are looking at that, and they had the same comment I had to say, like, all right, if you're trying to get your point across, was that dance scene for that long of a period of time the only way to do it?
Oh, no, and I said that. Right? No, I said that dance, I thought many of the things were uncomfortable. I had to close my eyes. I didn't think it was necessary. But that's not where I was coming from. I was coming from maybe that artsy-fartsy storytelling part of it. And when I think of the people who responded in the same way that I did, maybe they are the artsy-fartsy types. But I think that there's room for everybody. But I don't believe that things should be canceled. I think that, and I'm going to go back to cuties for one moment. if we close our eyes to the culture that our young girls are going through, and we're ultrally, you know, we're ultra offended by what we saw, then we're not helping the whole sex trafficking, the whole sexuality of children. You can go to any, maybe not any, but I'm just telling you, I've been to, what do you call it, talent shows of elementary school kids.
Beauty pageants. Oh.
Beauty pageants, that's exactly what they look like. And if that TV show doesn't frighten you, to me that should put a fire under your butt. Not that you should go, we've got to close our eyes, we can't have this, we've got to cancel it. No, you better look at this and go, this is what we need to be taken care of because our children are in trouble.
Look, I'm just going to say it. I'm a high school trustee. I see and hear what some of the parents say, and based on what I see their kids dressing like and wearing, and it's the parents you have to change.
It sells.
So you change the parents who go, you know, the dope thing, for instance. I'll catch heck for this. But my joke when I have the marijuana shows is it's not your grandfather's marijuana. It's not the stuff we smoke.
No.
It's 300% more potent.
No, you get
so,
brain dead.
Bingo. It is doing damage to teenagers' brains. This is not, and I'm not talking about reefer madness here. This is not what we're trying to push on you.
But it's
so much different. And you can't get them to understand that. And then when the kid's brain dead, they don't understand why.
And that's why it's hard. Oh, I just spilt nail polish on my roof.
Oh,
hold on.
We're going to take a quick break. No, I'm going to keep talking. She can. Yeah, there you go. You know, I would have grounded one of my daughters for having an open bottle of nail polish in the room.
So you're supposed to have to be a girl at the same time. That's why I think it's important for us to, you can fast forward past those scenes, but I think it's important that you.
But sometimes you don't look at it. In all fairness, sometimes you don't know they're coming. And listen, in our day, you knew. Well, you. By the way, I have lost your microphone or something. You now are in the toilet somewhere or something.
Hello,
like that.
Hello.
There you go. Much better. So, in our day, when you had a R-rated movie, you knew there was going to be some nudity in that movie. You knew.
Hide your kids' eyes.
Right?
You do.
But wait a minute. Today, an R-rated movie is somebody says something nasty to somebody or they punch somebody in the face because it's rated R for violence. Really? Rocky should have been rated triple R then, shouldn't it?
You know, and again, I'm the artsy fartsy weirdo.
I know.
My kids are both in the industry, and I raised them in movies, but I hid their eyes. I always saw the movies first, so I knew when my cue was to hide their eyes, but I wanted them to understand story. So I'm that weird guy, and consequently, I have one daughter who's an executive producer. She has an overall deal for ABC, and the other daughter does costuming for television shows. So I'm that weirdo, but I'm also very uncomfortable about cancel culture. And I know that we did a knee jerk when it came to those scenes, and that's what they promoted. That was their bad, because I think that there may have been a story there that was valuable.
Yep.
But unfortunately, they chose to advertise it in the way that they did, and they turned everybody against it. But
so
they're turning everybody against it, turned everybody onto it. Now everybody has to see it.
So it's kind of like the Kaepernick thing. He took something that he thought was a problem, but the way he did it was so wrong, so bad, that it really took the emphasis off of what he was trying to say. And I don't give him any credit for anything, so let's just be clear there. If he really felt like the black community was being oppressed, at $16 million a year, he could have gone back to his town, back to his city. You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of other players that do that. There are a lot of guys that you don't hear about in the NFL and the NBA that go back to their home communities. They give back to the communities. You talk about growing up in South Central, Billy Blanks, who was a martial arts kind of guy. And
I haven't heard his name in a long time.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? So I used to go to church with him, right?
Okay.
And so he went down there, and at one point he says, you know, these kids have no place to go on Friday nights. They really don't. And he spent millions of dollars building, you know, a gym and a place the kids could hang out. Not just in a gym. And I'm not talking about, like, the old-fashioned gym that smells. He built a nice gym for the kids. They had a community center there and a whole nine yards that he did.
Yeah.
So He went back and gave back because he knew what was going on. So there are good guys out there like that.
And but, here's a name that I had to go, oh, wow, I haven't heard his name in a long time. But everybody knows who Kaepernick is.
I know, right? And not for the right reasons.
But that shows you. And I don't want to promote myself, but I am going
to
jump
in. No, you have to promote. We have to start promoting ourselves. Go.
But I have to tell you that I have a guy on. His name is Mickey Willis, and he's a documentarian, and he's done a part one and part two. The part one is about the COVID lies, and the part two, I would have to say, is about everything that you're talking about, which is how the media has logged on to or has promoted what we're hearing and why we're hearing it.
Yep.
There's a reason why we're not hearing Billy Blanks anymore, and we are hearing Kaepernick. So that's going to be in a few weeks, but this week I have a guy on named Nate Millsap. He is a videographer who was there when the person who was killed in Portland just shot blank.
Oh, cold. Yeah.
Yep. Saw it in the news. This turned out to be someone that he knew.
Wow.
And not only did he know him, but he had his video camera because he thought all had died down at the time. There was a few BLM people there, typical, but he didn't know that things were getting ready to ramp up. And he got it on tape. And then when he got it on tape, he realized not only was it his friend who was coming to the aid of someone who he knew, but he got it all on camera. So I encourage everybody to go on my Sonia Schmidt on demand at the range and watch that video. It's so heartfelt. And there's so many emotional ups and downs that mm-hmm. go with this guy's story about it that you can't help but feel about it. But
so if you really, go to rangebroadcasting.com, we can find you. They can find you listed there.
Absolutely. But
right?
going back to this, yep. But going back to the cancel culture thing, my title of that show was Death to America and Americans. So I even had some conservatives or Republicans who didn't understand that title and had me banned from Facebook. They reported me to Facebook.
Why would Facebook care? They want to ban America. What's their problem?
Hello. That was exactly dumb. But like, read what the show is about. It's BLM, it's Antifa, it's leftists.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about the Minneapolis City Council, who proved that they have a low IQ level. Because after defunding the police, they couldn't figure out why they won't show up now. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Okay, I want to get right back to it because I have so much fun when she's on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week, kind of get the party started, but you go to bed early, so there ain't no partying happening there.
I mean, just, no, my party starts at 4.
God. All right, so to prove, I don't know if it's the low IQ level of the legislators or it's the low IQ level of the people that vote them in. I don't know which it is. But the Minneapolis City Council, they're kind of befuddled by the sharp rise in crime since they've defunded the police department. They want to know where these people are. Why are they not showing up? Maybe because you have about a third of the department that you used to have? I don't know, just guessing here. And they've lost over 100 police officers since all this started. They took over $1 million for them. I mean, these people are serious. Did they really think that by, and this shows you how dull they are. Let me see. If we get the police officers off the streets, then people won't think we're so combative. And they'll be nice to each other, right?
I didn't know. I thought that that was a Babylon Bee story when I saw that. I thought that that was an Onion story. I could not believe that that was for real, for real.
But it's the liberals. It's a thought process, right? The liberals have. Like, they see us as nasty, so whatever.
Is that a... But do they bother to think, or do they just, like... See, I, you know what, there's one side of me that tries to figure out what are they thinking, and there's another side of me that goes, stop thinking about what they're thinking. Just know that they can't figure stuff out. They're going to ruin stuff. What part of business, what part of anything have they run well? Healthcare reform?
Oh, yeah, that worked out.
Yeah. Name anything that the DMV, I mean, anything that government does and that liberals in particular have a hand in.
Be nice to the DMV. I got to go get a license next week, so.
Do it online, and good luck with that. I tried to do some stuff on a government website recently online. What was I doing? And it just didn't work out. But sometimes... I think that sometimes they do stuff that's deliberate. I wonder in this case, are they really surprised, or are they just feigning surprise? Because, like, look back at the sexual revolution, which that resulted in higher amounts of pregnancies, which amounted to abortions, which amounted to money going into the Democratic Party from Planned Parenthood and boosting Planned Parenthood. Sometimes I wonder, is this a grand scheme? And then the other times I'm wondering, I'm thinking, can't be, because they're not that smart.
But you look at that, what was it, the Milwaukee or whatever, the councilwoman, and she's being interviewed on CNN, and she even left a CNN commentator with her eyebrows up. And she talked about how when the CNN commentator said to her, so when somebody breaks into your home and you're afraid they're going to kill you, who do you call? And basically the councilwoman said, well, that right there is an example of white privilege, because not everybody will have the access to the police departments. And I'm thinking to myself, if they elected her, I wonder what the IQ is of the people that elected her.
The same as we have in California.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. That's right there.
We're still in lockdown. We're still looking out our windows going, can we go to church yet? So, you know what? I don't know what happens. I don't know if it's the Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's a good point. But I hadn't thought about that.
We are doing the exact same thing. My church is meeting in the parking lot, God bless them. And
like the winter comes, that would be a lot of fun.
Exactly. And look at all the things that we're going through in California with all the restrictions and staying in our home, and then we can get it out, and we can only go to the patios. But, oh, my goodness, the fires have started, but now you're going to have lung disease if you go outside. I mean, it's just, it's nonstop, and I don't believe things are going to change until people just break loose and act like Americans and go, bite me. Can I say that?
No, you just, well, I don't know. I'll check later and find out. And it's a live show, so whatever. Look, here's the craziness. Even the church is buying this craziness. So the Southern Baptist Convention leaders have decided to drop Southern from the name because, you know, it has a connection with slavery. So what are we going to wipe out the whole South now? We're not going to call them the Southern states? We're going to call them the states down there? I mean, what do we do now?
Well, what I read is that it's the BLM influence of this. And I think that that's a problem. I was talking to you.
Well, shouldn't it be the JC influence and not the BLM, right? Jesus Christ and not the looters and the maulers, or whatever they're called. Yeah.
No. And what is it? I have an interview with someone in the future who's talking about that. Listen, where Christian churches are going, we are not in line with what Jesus is saying.
No.
they are not in line with what Jesus is saying. I don't know why they're buying onto secularism. I don't know why they're afraid of BLM and possibly lawsuits, you know, litigation and all that. But Jesus is stronger than all of that. So I'm.
Say, why are they afraid of BLM? Have you looked? Have you been watching television?
I have.
They rip down Jesus statues inside of churches.
Inside of churches, but that should put a fire under your butt. It should not make you back off. No. So I don't know if I'm going to a church where they're frightened of that, or they're gonna. And that's what I'm getting from this whole Southern thing.
Southern Baptist,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, dude, change locations then if you got a problem with that. And the problem is the Southern thing is the Democrats. So how about we change the name to Democrat Southern? You know?
Well, it fits, wouldn't it? I mean, or they could move it north and call it the Yankee Baptist Convention. That would go over well, right?
Let's put it appropriately where it belongs. So I don't know, but I do, from what I read about the article, they do seem to be fearful or in bed with BLM. They want to be in, you know, they want to be in sync with these people. And a lot of people are, all types of businesses. Listen, I don't even go to Starbucks anymore, not that I did before, because it's just too expensive. But if you're going to let your employees wear BLM T-shirts, then that's not the business for me.
So did you read the part where one woke churchgoer said, well, our Lord was not a white Southerner, but a brown-skinned Middle Eastern refugee.
Right.
Right? He was not a refugee. Can we get that out of the way? He was not a refugee. Give it a break.
But how does color fit into all of
it
that?
It doesn't. The Bible even says, it doesn't say we're all of different colors. It says we're all of one blood. I have a funny feel that the word all encompasses all colors. Don't you think? I'm just guessing here. I'm not well
educated. They're being bullied. They're being bullied. They're being afraid. They want to be woke. And I suggest, you know what? You guys do what you want to do. But if you belong to a church that's fearful and not
run.
Believing that God is in control, yeah. And run.
Hey, I gotta throw this one out at you. I didn't tell you about this one, but I had hit an article the other day that I decided not to do it, but it was funny as heck. And that was, there were two women, I think they were professors, and they were complaining that men who won't date woke women are really afraid of themselves or something ridiculous. And I'm going, wait, well, the difference between what a Republican, I have a woke woman, my wife is very smart. She's very up on things. I mean, if that's what you mean by woke.
That's
right?
Not what they mean.
That's why I said we're going to do the Democrat thesaurus. Because
that's not what they mean. Well, here's interesting. Here's what's interesting to me, and yeah. I wrote this in one of my notes somewhere. Did you know that woke women will not date or prefer to date conservative men?
Really?
Yes.
Because they can be dominating, right? I mean, they can let them know how stupid they are. No.
No.
Ooh.
No.
I wonder what that's
all about. While liberal leftist women have gone about the business of destroying masculinity and manhood, they've been dressing them down in skinny jeans, man buns, and purses. They don't want to date them. They don't want to have sex with them. They really would prefer to be with conservative men. So they're all about destruction. They're all about destruction of our cities, about our religions, about our school, about our children.
And you know the funny thing about that? You talk about our religion especially. I mean, we're supposed to treat women as equals. We're supposed to treat women like Christ loved the church. You would think they'd want a good, honest Christian man, not what I just think this is hilarious.
No, because everything that conservative men are, they hate, but they like the masculinity. Listen, everything that liberals do is against nature. I've noticed that over the years. It's all against nature. So they say they don't want a man who's masculine. So they've stripped them down of their masculinity. I go back to this all the time, I do believe that's a problem they have with Donald Trump. I honestly believe, and I've never said this before, they're turned on and they hate him at the same time. It's a very love-hate relationship.
All right. Quickly tell people where they can catch a show. Quickly.
Oh, my gosh. RangeBroadcasting.com/Sonia/. On demand page, you'll find me.
There you go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Next hour, we're going to talk about the continued climate change hustle. It's a new dance I made up. We'll be back in just a little bit.